dealing with what comes after a hurricane. Well, that's got to be one of the most overwhelming things ever, especially when you start adding in insurance on top of everything else. It's a lot. So today we're diving deep into Hurricane Milton and all those property damage claims from Tampa that you've been looking at. We're going to unpack it all and hopefully bring a little clarity to all the
Oh,
chaos.
you're telling me? It's a ton to handle. Just trying to rebuild after a disaster is hard enough, but then not knowing where to even start with insurance.
Yeah.
Yeah, that just adds a whole other layer of stress. But that's what we're here for. We're going to break down these documents you shared, pull out the important stuff, and hopefully give you the tools to navigate this whole thing.
That's what we're here for. That's the goal. And you sent over some documents, and just reading them, one thing that really jumped out was just how devastating Hurricane Milton was, especially for Tampa. Can you set the scene for us? What went down?
This wasn't just a little wind and rain. This was the worst case scenario for Tampa. We're talking wind gusts up to 130 miles per hour, an 8 to 12 foot storm surge just slamming the coast. And then some areas got hit with up to 18 inches of rain. I mean, it was really rough.
Those numbers are hard to even imagine. That's not just a storm, that's like a monster.
Exactly. And even those numbers don't tell the whole story. We're talking about people's homes, their businesses, their entire lives just completely upended. The National Hurricane Center was using the word catastrophic, and they meant it. Tampa was right in the bullseye of Milton's fury.
It's just heartbreaking. Okay, so you're in the middle of this chaos trying to pick up the pieces. And then there's the whole insurance nightmare on top of it all. You mentioned these GED lawyers. What's the deal with them?
So from what I've gathered, but GED Lawyers is this firm in Tampa that specializes in helping people handle property damage claims, especially after big disasters like Hurricane Milton. This is what they do. They live and breathe this stuff.
So they're like the seasoned veterans of insurance battles, which I bet are pretty common after a storm of this magnitude. But I have to ask, why would you even need a lawyer for this? Isn't that what insurance is for?
Well, you'd think so, right? You pay your premiums and they're supposed to have your back. But the sad truth is that insurance companies don't always make it easy to get what you deserve, especially after something like this.
So what's the catch? What are they doing?
Well, these legal documents you shared, they actually smell out some of the tactics insurance companies use to avoid paying out what they should. Think of it like a playbook that they use to minimize their costs. We're talking sending out adjusters who are trained to downplay the damage, delaying claims hoping you'll just give up, denying claims based on technicalities you might not even know about.
No, that sounds shady.
Or they might hit you with a lowball settlement offer that's like a fraction of what you actually need to rebuild. And they know you're stressed, you're vulnerable, and they're hoping you'll just take it. That's where a firm like Jegred Lawyers comes in. They've seen all the tricks and they know how to fight back.
So they're like the equalizer, because most people wouldn't even know where to begin with all of that.
Exactly. Having someone on your side who understands the ins and outs of insurance law and who isn't afraid to go toe-to-toe with these big companies that can make all the difference.
Right, because most of us wouldn't even know where to start. So let's break down what we're even talking about here. You're dealing with the aftermath, your property's damaged. What are you actually supposed to claim after a hurricane?
Okay, so GED Lawyers, they break property damage down into three main categories. There's structural damage, personal property damage, and then cleanup costs. And understanding those categories is key to understanding what you should be asking for.
Okay, that makes sense. So structural damage, I'm guessing that's like the big one.
Structural damage is usually the biggest expense we're talking about, damage to the core structure of your property. So think like the foundation, the roof, walls, floors, windows, doors, basically anything that's holding your home together.
Gotcha. So it's like the bones of the house, the really important stuff. And I'm assuming personal property damage, that's pretty self-explanatory, right? That's like your stuff.
Exactly. It's everything inside your home that was damaged or destroyed. Furniture, appliances, electronics, clothing, artwork, jewelry, important documents, anything and everything you own inside your home.
Oh man, it's heartbreaking to even think about losing all of that. On top of everything else, is that where having a home inventory would come in handy?
100%. This is where that meticulous documentation we were talking about is worth its weight in gold. You want a detailed inventory of your belongings, ideally with photos and receipts, because it can make a world of difference when you're trying to prove what you lost.
So it's kind of like having a before picture for your entire house.
Exactly. And it doesn't have to be fancy. Even a list on your phone is better than nothing. And speaking of before pictures, that's another huge one that they highlight. If you can try to take pictures of your property and belongings before hurricane season even starts.
Got it. It seems like those before pictures could be a real game changer when it comes to dealing with the insurance company.
They can, because if there's any question later on about the condition of your property before the hurricane hit, you've got the proof right there.
Okay, that's going straight on my to-do list. So we've covered structural damage, we've covered personal belongings. What about cleanup costs? It seems like even when the storm is long gone, the work is far from over.
Oh, you said it. Cleanup costs are easy to overlook, but they can really add up. And it's essential to understand what your insurance will actually cover.
Yeah.
We're talking about debris removal, drying out any flood damage, replacing damaged drywall mold remediation, basically anything you need to do to make your house safe and livable again after that storm has passed.
Right, because even if your house is still standing, it might not be livable. It's all those hidden costs that you might not even think about in the moment.
Exactly. Like, did you know that some insurance policies have separate deductibles for different types of water damage?
Wait, really? So, like, one deductible for wind damage and a separate one for flooding. See, this is why I need you. This is where it gets complicated.
It definitely can get tricky, and that's why it's so important to read your policy carefully and really understand what's covered and what's not. And don't be afraid to ask questions. Get clarification from your insurance company before disaster strikes if you can.
That's such good advice.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've assessed the damage. You know what you can claim. How do you actually prove it to the insurance company? What do they need to see?
That's where all this meticulous documentation comes in. This is where it's crucial. The more evidence you have to support your claim, the better your chances of getting a fair settlement.
So we're talking about like building a rock solid case, right? What kind of evidence are we talking about here?
Think of it this way. You're telling the story of what happened to your property.
Yeah.
So you need visuals, details, cold hard facts.
Okay, I'm with you. I love a good story.
Yeah.
But this is one story you don't want to have to tell. Give me the essentials. What kind of evidence do we need?
First up, those before and after photos we keep talking about. Those are essential. And don't just think big picture. Zoom in on the details, show the extent of the damage. Really, let them see it.
Okay, makes sense. Show, don't tell, as they say in the writing world.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
And this is where those inventory lists come in. Now's the time to break those out. The more detail, the better. And if you have receipts or proof of purchase for any of those items, even better, because it shows you're not just making this stuff up.
Right, I was just thinking about that. You're dealing with the emotional fallout from the storm, and then you have to remember what kind of coffee maker you had before the storm. It's a lot.
It's a lot to process, for sure. But trust me, having that documentation can be the difference between getting a fair payout and getting stuck with a bunch of bills you shouldn't have to pay. Oh, and another thing that might seem obvious, but make sure you've got official weather reports from the time of the hurricane.
To prove that it actually happened the way you said it did.
You got it. You want that official documentation showing that Hurricane Milton hit your area and that it was as severe as you claim. It backs up your story. And here's a bonus tip. If you have any security cameras or video footage of the storm and the damage, don't delete it. Save it.
Oh, wow. Hadn't even thought about that.
Right.
But it's like having an eyewitness on your side, right?
Exactly. Video footage can be incredibly powerful evidence. So if you have it, use it.
This is great advice. It's like you have to become an investigator after the hurricane just to get your life back on track.
In a way, you do.
Yeah.
You have to be your own advocate. But remember, you don't have to do it alone. That's what firms like Jed Lawyers are there for. And they offer free consultations, so it doesn't hurt to reach out and see if they can help.
Right. That's so important. So easy to feel overwhelmed and lost after something like this.
Yeah.
But there's help out there.
Absolutely. The most important thing is to take it one step at a time and don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it.
I think that's the perfect note to end on. This whole deep dive has been incredibly insightful, and I'm sure our listeners learned a lot today. If you're dealing with the aftermath of Hurricane Milton or any other natural disaster, remember, you're not alone. Take a deep breath, take it one step at a time, and know that there are resources and people out there to help you rebuild. And listener, if you're like me and never took before photos of your stuff, I'm adding that to my to-do list today. Until next time, stay curious.